Oh, what's up, everybody? This is crazy. It's been so long. Hold on, let me prop bingo up right here. Podcasting pal. Okay, new setup. This is my college room. Live in a house. This is my room. Enjoy. Things will change later. Welcome to the video format. Woo! And if you're listening, you know the deets. We're starting off season three. I'm watching Surreal Estate, starring Tim Rozon, as we all know, Doc Holliday from Wynonna Earp. Very weird seeing him with short hair and no facial hair. And also not like a Western accent. You know, it's just like his like sweet little voice, which is super cute and super fun, and I love it a lot. Anyways, before we get started, rundown of what I've been doing. In TV news, Station 19 has been canceled after season 7. I never watched the show. I know very many people who have watched the show. And it is devastating to once again have a show canceled that features a queer relationship. The reason I am upset is because of that, and because it is a beloved show by very many people that I call friends. There are many things going on Twitter and social media, blah 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 blah, right now about how to save Station 19. Literally, just look it up. Probably save Station 19 is the hashtag. Other than that, Mel and Kate, God, I wrote that wrong. Mel and Kat, as in Melanie Scrofano and Kat Burrell, have co-written a movie together, and they're also going to co-direct that movie. What? What? This is crazy. Don't know any other details about the movie, though. When will it come out? I don't know if that was even said yet. But Blue Eyes Pictures, which is the production company for Surreal Estate, is on that movie, as well as Tubi, which I am assuming will distribute the film. But I'm very, very excited about this. Very, very excited. Anyways, shows that I've been watching. Currently watching The Crown. I just started season 4. Oh boy, it's a great show. Very good show. I started watching it like years ago. And I think I got through like the second episode and then I stopped. But now I'm back in it and I've really stuck with it and I'm really enjoying it. Lots of drama. Other things that I've watched recently is Loki season 2. That was crazy. Gen V, which is, if you watch The Boys, is a spin-off of that. I love The Boys, so I watched this and I very much enjoyed this too. Wicked Tuna, which is a like reality show about catching bluefin tuna off the East Coast. Crazy. And Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which features Mel. Very things. I've done some tweeting and some Instagram posts with that here and there, but not too much. Anyways, back to Surreal Estate. Surreal Estate, is a show starring Tim Rozon and, oh God, what's her name? Her name is Sarah. The one of the actresses, oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Wow, this is really embarrassing. A very, very big show in Canada and in the US. It's on Netflix and I can't. I feel really dumb. Okay. Anyways, don't mind that. Yes. So, but main reason watching it is Tim Rozon. It is about Luke Roman and his real estate agency and team who specialize in properties that have paranormal activity in them. Surreal Estate. Very, very clever title, I might add. I held off from watching this for a hot minute because it was a sci-fi show, and as we all know, sci-fi canceled Wynonna Earp, and I hold grudges. But I've heard the show was good, and I loved him, so I was like, we'll give it a go. I've been watching it through Hulu. Other than that, let's get started. reading my notes here. So, opening scene, great. Really gets the vibe of the show. So pretty much, it is a rainy night. There's a woman alone in her house. And classic, like, hauntings going on, things flying around. Just noises, banging, blah, blah, blah. And a big, like, explosive fire comes out of her fireplace, blah, blah. Anyways, and so she's, like, blah, 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 running out. And, Luke Roman just happens to show up. Crazy. Just in the pouring rain, shows up, and he's like, I'm here to help. But once again, threw me off because no facial hair Tim is crazy. And not talking in an accent, also crazy. And it's like, his voice is just like so much higher than when he plays Doc Holliday that it threw me off for Hop In. Anyways, so Luke's there, front door, ready to go. So they leave the lady's house, whose name is Megan Donovan, and they go to this, like, diner, and Luke is basically, like, explaining what his real estate agency does, which is the Roman agency, because his name is Luke Roman. And he does this via a PowerPoint, explaining all these things, and pretty much talking about how the value of homes and properties goes down when there is suspected to be some sort of metaphysical energy present. And suspected was a big word he pointed out, because sometimes it's not even anything actual, like, paranormal going on. It's just people think there is and it's not true, and then it gets all messed up. So yeah. And then Megan, her fiance, shows up and, like, takes her home, picks her up, and then we cut to the actual Roman agency. We get to see the building, which is super cool. So we meet Father Phil, who, former priest, lost his faith. I believe Zoe is her name. We'll have to check on that. And the IT guy, August. So Father Phil does, obviously, like, knows more the kind of religious side, exorcist, blah, 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 of paranormal activity. I'm not quite sure what Zoe does yet. And August is the guy who makes all of their, like, gear and testing and technology and everything that they use to help, I guess, find and get rid of this metaphysical energy, whatever. But they're all in there. Luke is giving them the rundown of this Donovan house, and in walks the newbie, Susan Ireland. Yeah, and while they're having this meeting and everything, Luke gets a call from Megan, and she's saying she's gonna drop the Roman agency from selling a home because her fiance is skeptical about the whole paranormal thing, blah, 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 whatever. Luke and Susan head over to another property, that is being sold by Rita Weiss, who seems to be a bit of a competitor, agency, whatever. And, based off of, like, previous tests that, like, Luke and his team has done, they haven't seen any, like, metaphysical activity in the house. So, like, why are you calling us? There's, like, we've done this before and there's nothing going on. Like, don't know what to tell you. So I guess this house was previously, like, with the Roman agency, maybe? Anyway, so Luke and Susan are in the living room with the family and Rita, and they're talking things through, like, trying to figure out, like, what's going on, what's happening, and then things just start getting up, moving around, like, lettuce from the fridge is flying, things in the living room start flying around and everything, and they're like, okay, well, obviously something is happening, because they just saw everything. But while they're there, Phil calls Luke to say that he found some stuff on the Donovan house, Megan's home, and that August also did some scouting out there with his fancy tech and goggles and weird binoculars, and he also got some activity too, because when August was there, you know, scouting out, he put, like, he had these, like, fancy binoculars, of course, and, just saw a bunch of, you know, people roaming around the property. A lot of activity, a lot of ghosts, I guess. So Luke, goes back to the Donovan house and is trying to convince Megan to let his team run tests. Like, he's, there's something going on. Like, there's literally, like, no history of this house being built. Like, something is going on. Let us help you, please. And while that's happening, no, after that, Susan, meets Luke at Funland, which I'm guessing is this little theme park. He's in the batting cage, you know, getting some practice swings in. And so Susan's like, you know, if we're going to do this and I'm going to be on your team, maybe we, like, I need to get to know you. You seem to know so much about me. So Luke obviously, like, gives her, like, the rundown. And she's like, yeah, that I know. Like, I do my research. But she's like, no, like, let me know you. And so, tells him that his mom left when he was young. And so he was raised by his dad. He's a single parent. But his dad died a few years ago. But they keep in touch, which is so cute and so funny for the show. Because obviously he deals with, like, the afterlife and paranormal and whatever, whatever. So I thought that was a really cute line. But Susan doesn't quite believe that. So Phil and August end up going to the Donovan house, and Megan's there, and, you know, they're, you know, doing their thing, running some tests, looking around the house, and they're like, okay, maybe we should check the basement. Which, if you know any horror stuff, the basement always has something going on. So they're smart, but also, like, never go in the basement. But, hey, you know, they don't listen to me. So they're about to go in the basement. They open the door. They're kind of looking. It's obviously dark. Like, all right, what's down here? And, you know, Phil starts to go and step down. August is looking around with his, like, fancy goggle things and sees a nice lady on the other set of stairs that goes upstairs. And she's in this, you know, white nightgown, has some blood on her, holding a knife, which is super fun. Yeah, not scary at all. So Phil continues to kind of go down and search out the basement, and he finds this wolf. There's just a wolf in the basement? What the fuck? Yeah, anyways, so they get out of there and close the door, and they're like, okay, yeah, let's figure this shit out. So Phil is filling in Luke on what they saw at Megan's house. And Luke's like, yeah, let's get this shit done. So Susan ends up going to the hospital where Rita and that family are there because a grandfather clock fell over and hit the husband, the father, just out of nowhere, apparently. Crazy. And so we're cutting back and forth between stuff in the hospital and stuff with, like, Megan's house. And so Megan is at her home alone. It's nighttime once again, because, of course, all of this happens at night. And she's trying to call her fiancé multiple times. He is not hanging up. She's alone. She's obviously scared. Back to the hospital. Susan is trying to get the full story because obviously Rita won't say a damn thing. She's just like, no, it fell over and, like, we're gonna sue you, blah 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 blah, because you didn't do your job before, whatever. But she walks over and she tries to go, like, see the daughter of this family, and they also have a little one, I think. And so the daughter's on the phone with some, like, boy or someone or a friend. And this little baby girl in a little, like, playpen thing, Is crying, really upset. The toy, the little doll that she has, is outside of the pen. And so she's upset and she wants that. So all this is happening. And then, lo and behold, this little doll on the ground just shakes a little bit. And then she starts floating and goes into the pen. And the baby girl stops crying. Crazy. And so, and all the while, the older daughter's just on the phone, you know. You know, she was obviously annoyed with the baby crying because she's on the phone. She can't hear. And then it just stops. Magic. Yeah, so Susan sees that and she's like, I know what's going on here. This is familiar. Yeah. And sorry, I wrote lots of notes. Yep. Okay, back to Megan in the Donovan house. So she goes to bed. She's trying to watch TV. And she keeps, like, cutting between, like, back and forth in this scene. Like, she keeps rewinding it. And, this ghost that she's seen before in, like, Coroner Reports or something. Like, the same face, like, pops up again in the show. So she turns it off because it's real creepy, obviously. But then she lays down, closes her eyes, tries to just go to sleep. And then the scene that she was watching, she is now dreaming. And she is in that scene and is the dead body in that scene. And that same ghost that was, like, doing the autopsy or whatever, like, is there. And they start doing stuff and they just start, like, they put, like, a cloth over her arm, assuming to, like, make her pass out. And they just start, like, slicing right along her sternum. And, ugh. And luckily she gets out of it and she wakes up. Thank God. And so, obviously she calls Luke. And so Luke rushes over and it's pouring rain once again. And Megan is sitting out on the steps of her house drinking. She's not going back in. So Luke, like, takes her to his house. So she spends the night there. Luke's on the couch. And Megan's, like, looking so beautifully out the window drinking. Still alcohol, by the way. Yeah, and Luke also sees, cut back, people standing in the window, first of all. So he can see what's happening here. Anyway, so next morning, they're both at Luke's house. Megan's sitting in the window, Luke sleeping on the couch. And so he wakes up, blah, 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 and they end up talking about this house because Luke has been, like, very interested in this house for years. So the rundown is nobody before Megan's grandpa, because this house got handed down to her from her grandpa before her grandpa was there, nobody had lived there. And so the front yard was going haywire, blah, 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 blah. And so a neighbor was really upset because the weeds are overgrown and they're going crazy, of course, like, very, this sounds like suburban America today. Anyways, she goes over to knock. Obviously, like, nobody lived there, so who opened the door? Nobody knows. And she goes to the house, and nobody ever sees that lady again. And Megan's like, well, who's the lady? And he was like, well, they say I have her eyes. Huh? I didn't get that at first, but then she was like, your mom? And he was like, yeah. So, apparently it was his mom who had disappeared in that house, and that's why he's so interested, obviously, because before that had happened, his mom had been, like, calling him, and obviously, like, when he would answer, that person would just hang up, and so he tried to call back, and then, his mom answered, and he was like, oh, that's my mom, and so he hung up, because he was scared. So yeah, and then they never actually connected, and then she disappeared with this house, and so now he's like, I gotta find my freaking mom, right? So yeah, so he's been very interested in this house ever since, and now all this stuff is happening, and she's trying to help Megan so he can obviously do his job, but also maybe get some answers about his mama. Crazy. Yeah, and so when Megan's grandpa had bought the house, he met him. Luke had met up with him and tried to ask if he could, like, run some tests or anything, and he said no. And Megan was like, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds like him. Yeah, and so all the while, Megan is still drinking, and she brought this wine from her house, and Luke's like, "This is really freaking expensive wine." And Megan's like, "Yeah, my grandpa's like kind of big into it. He like tried to make part of the house into a wine cellar, and he never did because then he got sick and he never finished it." And Luke was like, "Huh? That's interesting." Yep. And back to the hospital. So Susan is still there, and she meets up with the daughter again and is like, "Hey, I know what's going on. You hit puberty, things change, blah, blah, you start to change," and pretty much tells her that she is telekinetic, which is crazy. So not only are we dealing with the paranormal here and metaphysical energy, we're also dealing with superpowers, which is something that I can get into because you know me and superheroes. Love them. Love them. And so they're kind of like talking about that, and also like maybe like ease up on the boy that you're talking to a little bit. And blah, blah, blah. So they start laughing about that. And so they're like walking down the hallway and talking about how like Susan knows the situation because she's dealt with a boy like this before, and that she also has had powers like this. Like, huh? Susan? You're telling me that Susan has powers? That she's lighting shit on fire and telekinetic? What? That's crazy. And I'm interested. Hot lady with superpowers? I'm in. Yeah. So Luke and Megan end up heading back to the Donovan house and obviously into the basement because that's where the wine cellar is. And the wolf that Phil saw before, obviously Luke knows about it, so he grabs some pork chops from the fridge before they go down and hands that to him to keep that doggo distracted. So they walk down, they go into the wine cellar, and Megan finds this well. It's very weird, watery, glowing, very much that like, fountain thing from Harry Potter that he like puts his head into and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's what it reminded me of. And she just is drawn towards this, and like obviously because it's creepy and weird. And then this big ass like demon arm pops out and starts choking her. It's gross, and it's like very pale and very awkwardly long and has gross ass nails. Yep, and then obviously Luke comes in, saves her, shuts the door, and they get out that thing because not only is that scary, but also that dog finished the pork chop, and that's a no bueno. So they bust out of there. Yeah, and so Luke comes to the conclusion that while Megan's grandpa was building this wine cellar, he had opened a portal to the great beyond, afterlife, whatever it is, and that has what's been calling all of this metaphysical energy. And Megan is convinced to go back to the Roman agency to help sell her house. And this way, now that kind of Luke and his real estate agency is in charge of the property, maybe he can still get answers about his mom now, which is super nice. So, yep. And then Luke and Susan head back to that other house that was being sold by Rita Weiss. And everything is closing up there. That family is moving out. And so Susan's like asking questions, and she's like, "How did you know about me? Like, how did you find out? How did you find me? How did you know about my powers?" And Luke's like, "I did my research," and like, a magician never reveals his secret. He's giving that type of vibes. But what's interesting about that conversation is that she obviously has like something different. She has superpowers. She can do different things, but she doesn't believe in like the paranormal, which is super interesting to me because you think like you can obviously do something that is not of the normal, but like you don't believe in these things that are also out of the normal. Like it's very like you would think like you'd be like super open-minded because like you're different, but obviously that is not the case. And then end of the episode, it's Luke saying some French quote about how, you know, love is like ghost and that everybody talks about it, but few see it. And while this quote is being said in a voiceover, he goes back to the Donovan house and he's checking it. It's obviously, once again, nighttime and raining. And he looks up in the window and he sees a lady who I'm assuming is his mother. And then he's like, "See you soon, Mom." And then done. That's episode one. So, overall, first episode, I enjoyed it. It obviously, as a first episode, you're not gonna go all out everything. We met the important people and important characters, except for Zoe, who is also, I'm assuming her name is Zoe. I am not for sure that's the character's name, but she was also in Wynonna Earp in the last season, season four. And I very much enjoy her. And we didn't really get to touch on her, so I'm assuming later episodes that we will. Obviously, I'm assuming something romantic maybe will go on between Luke and Susan. That's kind of like very basic, but you know, that's how everything ends up going. Interested to learn more about Susan though, with her powers and everything, and how she will play into helping the Roman agency out. Obviously, this stuff with Luke's mom is, I'm assuming, going to be an overarching thing throughout this first season here, which is nice because character development and you need something for him to go after. Phil and August are seeming to be a bit more of lighthearted characters, comedic. So I'm excited about them. I love a good like buddy cop duo that they have going on. And yeah, this I'm not a big like horror film paranormal like stuff type of like person. Like I don't like choose to watch all that stuff. I have watched movies. I don't like generally choose to watch them on my own, but if I'm with people, like I will. And so this I was interested to see like where this would go, like in terms of like scariness. And I think it's just the right amount. Obviously not too scary, but like enough to like get some anticipation, you know? And but still like not super drama show. Like there's obviously sprinkled in of comedy, which is super nice. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. I'm excited for the development of the show. I am a construction management major, and so the idea of real estate is interesting to me. So the mix of that with the idea of like paranormal activity in houses is like super intriguing, and I think it's a good like basis of like a show. Like it's interesting, and I keep saying that, but it really is, and it's creative. And have people thought of it before? I don't know, but I'm glad it's out now, and I'm glad I get to enjoy an actor from one of my favorite TV shows who's doing more stuff. And I know Mel was in an episode or two in this season, and I believe she's also directed some episodes, so I'm excited to see that come into play. So I'll keep watching and kind of feel out the vibe. Obviously there's a lot of people who have enjoyed the show, so I'm excited to get into it. Obviously it's a first episode, so they're not gonna like pull everything out. So it was very interesting for a first episode to jump between an A and a B plot line. Obviously, I know why they did it to kind of more like a plot line was for Luke and like that whole thing, and to establish the basis of what the show is about, and really focuses on like Luke and obviously the stuff with his mom. But the B plot line is Susan's plot line, and yeah, at the end you get to understand like why she's new to this agency and why she's come on, because she has these telekinetic powers. And so that was really interesting that they did that, because there's not a lot of the time where a first episode will have an A and a B plot line. Like normally they just focus on the A, and then that sort of B plot line gets introduced in like the second, third episode. So that was really interesting to me. They very much jumped a lot back and forth at the end, because Susan was dealing with the Rita Weiss and that family's house, and Luke was dealing with Megan and the Donovan house. So, but anyway, I'm very interested, excited to see where this goes. The characters seem really interesting, like I've been kind of pointing out what I've noticed so far. And yeah. Ooh, we're back. Okay. So yeah, so going to continue watching next week, going over episode 2, and we'll see how that goes. So thank you everybody for tuning in this week. I'm excited to be back. I know season 2 of Surreal Estate has come out, and so if all things go well with season 1, I'm very much interested in continuing with season 2, and if I can get through season 1 kind of fast enough, I'd like to continue reviewing the show and going into season 2 through this podcast in the kind of time span that I've planned to like start it back up. But you know me, a busy gal. Anyways, yes, thank you all for tuning in. You can obviously listen to this podcast wherever you find podcasts, and I now have the video version up on my YouTube under the same name, Bailey's TV Rants, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under the same name. Everything is Bailey's TV Rant now, so it's super easy for you to find. So thank you all for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys next time.